Once again, I'm on. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Yazzie Austin, and this is the Smooth Jazz Radio. I know. I sound like I'm on WCOJ. Tuning in. I'm just joking. I'm in a great mood. I love you. I hope you're feeling fantastic. I wanted to share with you that I woke up this morning and realized that even my problems are blessings. The most difficult parts of my life are the most beautiful, the most rewarding, if I understand its purpose in my life, its place in my life. Your problems have a place. Your peace has a place. And sometimes we diminish and shrink and escalate and exacerbate others, and it's the wrong damn way. We need to shrink the problem inside the problem and exacerbate the solution inside of it. Exacerbate the lesson inside of it. This is some bullshit, right? But what is the meat? What am I supposed to get out of this? Who am I supposed to be as a result of this? Who can I give it to? Come on, somebody. Because if it's too great for you, you have to humble yourself and realize that. Completely give it to God. If it's too much for you. And most things are not too much for you. They're too much for your mental, or they're too much for your environment, or they're too much right now. But everything that's put in front of you is there to build you, not destroy you. So if you look at things like an opportunity, a catalyst for progression, then your problems will begin to shrink in their entirety. You know, not just the bad things, not just being able to extinguish or extract the point or the lesson or, you know, the character building in that problem, but the problem itself becomes smaller. Like, the shit don't even matter. And it is a beautiful realization to utilize your problems in a different way, to view them, you know, in a different way as a catalyst to your growth. So whenever you have problems, whenever you have a person, a place, a thing, any entity that is toxic to you or detrimental to you, understand you have a purpose through it. And the only thing that you can check or change is yourself. Life is about how we react or respond, but we are ahead of nothing. So just check yourself, maintain your humility, maintain your integrity through no matter what happens to you, because your problems are actually a blessing to you. Whether you love it or hate it, I just wanted to bring that to you and let you know that I love you. It is with the utmost respect and love I bring you this message. I hope you move forward knowing, yes, he loves you. God loves you. You are imperative for our society. Seriously, we just have to kind of shift our thinking and our attention and our focus and get back to the basics. Loving each other, pouring into ourselves, and just having a good damn time. You know, work smart and hard, okay? And rest when you need to. So, with that said, I'm sending you all my love. Until next time, I'm out.